It's more than a milkshake. It's an over-the-top freak shake. This month, a popular Tampa bakery is serving up freak shakes for a cause that's extra sweet, to help children in foster care find permanent homes. Producer Dalia Colon of the Zest podcast paid a visit to Julie Curry, who owns Bacon Babes inside Tampa's Hall on Franklin.
So it's a jumbo funfetti cupcake, and then it's topped with a mini ice cream cone. The shake itself is a strawberries and cream. It's got like a little candy heart bracelet around the base of it. It's got a purple and white swirled lollipop, cotton candy, conversation hearts, like the whole nine. Whipped cream, obviously, everything. So, yeah.
We definitely will not leave hungry. I won't ask you how many calories.
Yeah. 0 calories because it's for the kids this month.
How did this idea come about? You're a bakery known just as much for your milkshakes as for your baked goods.
I think the trend started in Australia with these things, and they called them freak shakes. And they were just this over-the-top, you know, monstrosity of a milkshake that would come to your table. It'd have, like, huge slices of cake on it or brownies or whatever. So we really loved that, like, wow factor and that just, like, ridiculousness of it. So every month we switch it. So for February, we were like, what are we going to do? Obviously, there's Valentine's Day and things like that. So we paired with the Heart Gallery of Tampa. We figured heart-themed, hearts, you know, we'll like tie it all in together. But if you're unfamiliar with the Heart Gallery of Tampa, they're just an amazing organization, and they really just want to spread awareness that there are over 2,500 kids just in Hillsborough County alone that are in need of a forever home. So we decided to work with them and help spread that word. By doing that, each of the freak shakes will come like on a little tray, and there will be a Valentine on it. And on the front card, it says send love. And then on the back of the card, you will have a bio and a story of one of the children that's available for adoption. We're focusing on 8 children right now. 3 of them are siblings, and they're trying not to split them up. So it's 8 children total, and you'll get to like read a little bit about them, and you can go on the website heartgallery.org and, you know, and view more. But we're just, you know, trying to get the word out, and like hopefully we just hope that it sparks conversation at the table.
Why was this cause important to you to get involved with?
So I learned more about them. I went to their installation at the Tampa History Center. They did a visual installation because they really wanted you to like feel and see what these children in foster homes are going through. And it pretty much just like crushed me. It was really like difficult, like as a mom.
Do you have kids?
Yes, 2.
Max is 6 and Savannah's 12. It was a really difficult thing to view.
It was difficult. They did like a video, and you know, you hear the stories from the children. They had a child speak.
One child just wanted a notebook for Christmas because he has to borrow paper every day, you know, when he goes to school, and it's really embarrassing. So he just wanted a notebook. That's all he wanted. One child wanted a stocking with his name on it because he's never had a stocking with his name on it. These children just like really like pulled at my heartstrings, you know? So what we wanted to share with the community is that, you know, we're not just a bakery. You know, you can bake cookies, you can buy cookies from anywhere. You can get the cookies at Publix. They're great, whatever. What we want to do is like, we want to be a community contributor. We want to give back to the community that's so good to us. So we figured this, there's like no better way, right? So we just want to like help spread like the gospel of the Heart Gallery. Like they're an amazing organization, nonprofit. So we just want to educate and show like, hey, like, maybe you were thinking about adoption. Maybe, you know, it's something that, like, you've been thinking about and you're not really sure of. Go on their website, like, view these children. Like, they have amazing stories. And one thing I love about them is that they hire professional photographers to take photos of the children. So they're, like, playing in their element. You know, you can, like, feel their personality. So it'll be a little boy, like, playing in the park or, like, doing something that, like, he really, like, loves to do. And you, like, see that smile and you see that, like, personal like connection, and I just think that's really nice that they do that.